You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Centre. For more information, visit www.lmc.org.au.
So we're up first tonight for our testimonies and just to share what happened at camp. And camp was just awesome. And what I was really praying for as a leader just leading up to camp was that the kids would just have their own encounters with God and that their faith would become theirs. I know for myself, I grew up in a Christian family, and camp was the point where I had an encounter with God. And for me, personally, it went from being my parents' faith and what I always lived with to actually becoming my own faith, which I think camp is just a perfect opportunity for that. So we're all in the one cabin, cabin 13. There's Matt Gates, Aaron, Josh, Paul as well, and TJ and Cam Voss. And on the Saturday night, we had our first second night meeting, and afterwards we're in the cabins, you know, lights out, and I just asked the boys, you know, how's camp going? They're going, yeah, going well. And I asked them, has anyone had an encounter with God yet? And they're like, no, not really. So I was like, well, does anyone want to have an encounter with God? And Aaron was the first one to say, yeah, I do. So I was like, yeah, that's good. They actually want to have an encounter with God. And so I kept that in the back of my mind. And then on the Sunday night, we had an encounter service, which was, you know, just a lot of music and time for the Holy Spirit to just do whatever. And I pulled Aaron aside during the service and just asked him, yeah, how are you going? Have you had an encounter yet? And he's like, no, I haven't. So I thought, yeah, well, how about I pray for you? And initially I just thought, yeah, I'll just sort of tell him, yeah, what you can sort of do is to try and push into God a bit more. But as I was praying, I asked him, yeah, do you speak in tongues? And he's like, no, I don't. And the funny thing was that, yeah, I spoke in tongues, but I've never been confident in it. I've always sort of doubted it, thinking, oh, maybe I'm just making it up. So, yeah, I was saying to Aaron, we're in the same boat here. I'm gonna really believe that, yeah, I do have the gift of tongues, and we're just going to pray together. And, as we were just thanking God and just challenging Aaron to pray. And, we sort of prayed the first time and he didn't really, you know, have anything yet. The second time we started praying and Cam Voss came over and TJ, I think. They came over and started praying but then they left. I think they thought, maybe we shouldn't be here praying. They left stopped praying the second time. And I said, how are you going? And he's like, no, not yet. But I'm feeling a buzz. It's really intense. I'm like, well, do you want to try one more time? And so we started praying again, and Cam came over with TJ, and they started praying, and then Josh, Paul, and Maggie Gates came over as well, and they started praying. And it was just funny that all the guys in our cabin were all praying together, at the back of the room there. And Cam was started praying in tongues, and TJ was as well. I'm not sure if he's here tonight. TJ started praying in tongues. I didn't know that afterwards he'd never spoken in tongues before. Suddenly it sort of just broke, and Aaron just started praying in tongues and crying a little bit as well. And I think we were all crying at one point. But, yeah, Aaron was praying in tongues, and as we were just all praying, I was like, well, Matt and to Josh Paul, well, do you guys want to speak in tongues as well? And, they nodded and I started praying for them, and like that, they started speaking in tongues. And I was just, amazed, and I couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe that God could sort of use me to lead them in that way when I didn't feel confident in tongues. So, from my point, that's what happened. I passed to Maggie Gates just to, I want them to sort of share what happened from their perspective, so...
Well, when I came over to pray, I saw Aaron and the other guys. They were just, a bit teary, and they were all speaking in tongues. And Dan started praying for me, and then it just started coming out. And we were all just like the Holy Spirit's presence was so strong, and we were able to hear God so clearly, and we were just praying for everything that just came into our mind, and felt like it was never going to end, and we didn't want it to because it was just the best feeling. And then we just kept praying, and it went on for a long time, and then and then we kind of just we all spoke in tongues, and yeah, and it was really good.
Yeah, so I came to camp wanting an encounter with God, and I'd never have one before. And that night, Dan and asked if I've ever had one before, and I said no. And then the final night where we had tons of music and stuff, and it was just like this. It was so cool, and just and Dan pulled me over to the back of the room, and he said, "Have you had an encounter yet?" And I said no, and started praying, and we were praying, and and he was asking, "Have I had an encounter yet?" And I said no, and we kept going and going until TJ and Matt and Josh came over, and it was so cool. It was just so intense, and I was like, "Whoa, yeah!" And like, oh, it was awesome. And and Cam as well was there, and he was praying as well, and everyone was speaking in tongues, and it was so cool. And probably one of the best times of my life. And yeah, it was good. Yeah.
So you guys are in year 9 now. How old are you? 14. How awesome is that? Like 14-year-olds, they're just all together praying in tongues. I think that's just awesome. And you know how long they're praying for, because afterwards when we're just wrapping up and I spoke to them a little bit, and Aaron's like, "Man, I'm glad that's over. I'm busting to go to the toilets." So just quickly, just make it really short. I think what happened at camp is great, but I think it's important that we do something with that and let God challenge us. So just quickly, so God sort of challenged you in through that.
I felt like God was challenging me to live a life more like how Jesus did. I felt that if I wasn't thinking of what I was saying, and like I just wanted to be like Jesus, and that he could, that he was perfect, and that I could be better, and that, yeah, I was wanted to do that.
Yeah, what God really put on my heart is that at just everyday life, like I felt like that I was just a Christian, and like I wasn't going anywhere in my faith, and then what he's really told me is that I'm a better person and be a better Christian than I already am. And and just now that I feel the Holy Spirit each day, it's really cool. And I can read the Bible most times, more than often, and, you know, just try to be that better Christian than I wasn't before. So, yeah.
Good work, guys. And just one last thing I wanted to share, which I thought was awesome. When they were praying, they were praying for all sorts of things. But Matt started praying, just thanking God for how his parents, allowed him to come to camp, and just how, he had that opportunity. And then I remember Cam Voss started praying, and he was thanking God for, he was saying, I could have gone and played cricket over this weekend, but I came to camp, and my parents, encouraged me to come to camp. And TJ also, was thanking God for, he's saying, he had some struggles with some health-wise last year, and he's saying, they're really worried about me, but thanks God for letting me come on camp. So it was just awesome for me to hear that, and it's a real eye-opener that for all the parents out there, like, your kids really appreciate coming to camp, and just encourage you to get them along next year. It's awesome opportunity for God to move. So, pass it on.
Hi, I'm Cara, and in January last year, my family and I moved to LMC, and with that, I joined Frontline. And when we were driving to the first session of youth in 2014, I said to Mum, "If I don't like it, do I need to come again?" I had a great night, though. And a year on, I realised that coming to Frontline was a really great decision that I made. I had a great year and I made some new friends and we had some serious life talks in life groups and had lots of fun in social events. Then there was summer camp. The first step for attending summer camp was getting mum's approval. For a while there, even after the deposit was paid, I wasn't going. God spoke to mum and said I would be kept safe. I went to camp with my own first world goals of making more friends, having a good time, and to have some fun before school started back. Those plans were all fulfilled, but God had more ideas. Because when it seems like you have everything figured out, he may have an entire different story planned. Throughout the year, I attended worship practice. During one of the summer camp worship services, I realised I had never really paid much attention to the words in the worship songs. I was just reading the words that were on the screen, singing them, and then it was it. On camp, God placed the words on my heart, and he wanted me to pay deeper attention to the lyrics I was singing. When I got home, I made a playlist of worship songs focused on the lyrics and the message. Listening to the words of the songs gave me a peace that I've never experienced before. Before camp, I didn't read the Bible. There always seemed to be a distraction. But after camp, I made the decision to give God the time he deserved and to put him first, no matter what. If you don't do so already, I encourage you to do the same, to give God your time and to abandon any other thoughts or distractions, just to be with him, to learn more about him and grow in yourself and in your relationship with him. I'll leave you with a quote from the Bible, Proverbs 19:21. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
One of the main themes of camp was, we are his echo. During the teaching sessions, I was challenged to try and ensure that I echo godly virtues like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As in the verses from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. I was also challenged to recognize hindrances to reflecting God's love, such as pride, unforgiveness, or living by my feelings and not by God's truth. I need to find my identity in him by reading my Bible and taking in and speaking out loud his truth. I also recognise that the world's view of happiness is having everything that we want, but the things that we want don't satisfy because a new gadget or DVD or game will only make me happy for a minute, but it's not long standing. Eventually the games, DVDs, gadgets will become old and boring or break. Whereas God's love and the truth brings true inner happiness, this happiness is eternal. There'll always be ups and downs, but the adventure with God every day is never boring. Only he can give us peace and joy we crave if we trust and rest in him. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 10 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I particularly like reading, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." We are to work with God to purify our hearts so we can be his echo to all those we encounter each and every day. To be his echo, I need to read my Bible more consistently and continue to talk to him in prayer. I need to turn to him as the source of my strength, and as I soak myself in his word, my thoughts and actions should reflect his love. Thank you.
On youth camp this year, I was able to witness God's amazing love through an encounter with him. I just wanted to illustrate the point. I felt like a doubting Thomas. Before camp, we had some family issues, We had Jack, who had recently been diagnosed with cancer, which was really impacting me. And I wanted to illustrate that the walk of God can be really easy through the good times of life, and through the tough times, it's where it counts that faith stands. Jesus says in verse 22 of Acts chapter 14, we must go through many hardships to encounter the kingdom of God. The Lord did not say that the righteous would have the easy road in life, but he did promise to those who followed him we would inherit the eternal life. I believe God gave me this encounter with him so I could understand his love for me. During the camp, I felt inclined to question why things such as sickness happen to people who don't deserve it. Before youth camp this year, I've never had a spiritual encounter with God. This impacted me because I've had a huge amount of trust and faith in the Father. This made it hard for me to fully trust and to give everything to him due to the way I doubted him because of just family matters, and I've never had an encounter with him. During camp, Peter had an altar call after the service for anyone who didn't understand fully the Holy Spirit and wanted to know more about it. This opportunity led me to an encounter with the Lord and has given me a new perspective on the situation. I'm a very practical man, and I struggle to believe things that I cannot see with my own eyes. Therefore, my experience with God has been somewhat limited in terms of me never experiencing him. During the altar call, I felt as though God was holding me up and helping me not only through my spiritual walk with him, but also the struggle and sickness through my family. I believe it was God's presence around me that I felt through this time. The only way I can describe it is as though the Lord was filling me with the Holy Spirit. This encounter I have had with him, or the Father, has had a significant ramifications on my life. These include that I've now been able to speak with my Heavenly Father more openly, and I've been able to set things right upon him and give everything towards him. Thank you.
Hey everyone, my name's Abby. I'm in year 10 this year, and this was my second youth camp. Ask absolutely anyone who went and they'd tell you how amazing camp was. There is so much I could talk about, like the crazy slow motion dancing, or trying to bob for apples with braces, or even how I still have scars on my knees from intense volleyball matches. However, what I want to share this evening is how God really touched me on camp and changed the way I view myself. The theme of camp this year was how we are all made to echo Christ. In the first few days, we discussed how we all echo our heroes and that there is a real difference between temporary earthly heroes and eternal ones. Peter Pelican, our awesome guest speaker, shared with us how we are created to imitate Christ, to lay down our life and serve others, and that we will not find true joy until we accept that that's our purpose. I was really impacted by these words, especially the thought of finding true happiness and purpose in my life. After each meeting, we had the opportunity to stay behind and pray or draw or write or read. I stayed behind one time just to sit and think about what I'd heard. I tried praying about it, about finding purpose, but it felt like there was a real wall between me and God, almost like a physical barrier blocking me from him. So I gave up and left. The next night, Peter was talking about some of the hindrances we face in imitating Christ. I was listening intently and taking down some notes when he began to talk about pride. I remember my head just instantly snapping up as he then began to share a quote from C.S. Lewis, which says, "As long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And, of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you." This was a real slap in the face kind of moment. I knew immediately that it was, in fact, my own pride that had shut off God and put up that wall. Over the past year, I had begun to unknowingly think of myself as above God and that I somehow knew more than him. When things were going well, I'd rarely give him any thanks or credit for my achievements, when, in fact, I couldn't accomplish anything without him. My selfish pride had also stopped me from taking opportunities to talk to God with others. I even turned down the opportunity to talk at chapel last year. Camp wound up being a really humbling experience for me, as I realised that if I want to find purpose, I need to fully hand over my life to God, recognising that I'm nothing without him. I made a promise to God at camp this year that I'd no longer let my pride get in the way of what he's got planned for me. The lyrics of one of our songs really stuck out. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your light in me. Nick rang me up earlier this week asking if I'd be interested in sharing a testimony at the youth service. My initial thoughts were, talk in front of people about God? No thanks. But then I felt like perhaps it was God giving me an opportunity to stick to that promise I made on camp and push aside my pride. Maybe it's the first step in what he's got planned for me. Thank you.